弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning。
这回大家听见了。那么我们今天呢是本来是我们一直在继续在讲这个约翰书信的系列哈。
We have been studying the first John.
John epistles.
John the epistles.
那么今天呢我们特别的讲一个特别的专题哈。
But today, we have a special topic.
这个专题就讲到关于敬拜的事情。
It's about worship.
那么今天我们大家一起在敬拜，大家是不是欢喜快乐？
Are you joyful as we come
here? 那你就跟你旁边的人或你前后面的人说，真是怎么样，欢喜快乐，对不对？
Tell your neighbor,
Happy Sunday,
we have to rejoice in the
Lord's Day. 星期天快乐，主日快乐。
Happy Sunday.
所以每个星期天来到教会是我们欢喜快乐的时光哈。
So each Sunday, we rejoice as we gather.
让我们先一起低头祷告哈。
Let's bow our head and pray.
进行我们今天的敬拜。天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们可以来到你的面前来敬拜赞美主。
For we're able to come before you and worship you.
因为你是创始成终的神。
Lord, you are the founder and the perfecter of our faith.
因为你是赐生命的主。
You give us life.
主，你配得一切的颂赞荣耀。
You are worthy of all the praises and worship.
愿今天的敬拜可以蒙主你的悦纳。
Lord, may our worship today will be pleasing to you.
愿主你祝福我们今天所分享的信息。
Bless the message that we're going to share today.
也愿主你的灵在我们心里面工作，
and may your Holy Spirit be working among us,
预备我们的心，
and to prepare our heart,
可以更好的来敬拜神，
so that we can worship you.
也愿我们自己的灵性可以得到提升，
and so that our spirit will be uplifting to you.
愿主你按照你丰富的恩典来丰丰富富的赐福你的儿女，
and bless us according abundantly.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
I pray this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen. 美国有一个统计数字啊，是这样说的哈。那么大概92%的到教会的人呢，都认为这个敬拜是非常重要。
According to a statistics survey, about 92% of people who go to church believe that worship is important.
那么这个 Barney Group 的统计另外一个数字则是不太那么乐观哈。
But another stats are less optimistic.
他说到教会里的人其实上只有1/3的人能够感受到神的同在。
That says only 1/3 of them actually feels God's presence.
1/3耶，那2/3不知在哪里哈。
The other 2/3 don't.
很多的时候我们敬拜的时候精神是不能集中的哈。
Oftentimes we cannot focus when we worship.
那么到了教会有的时候心灵不一定能够安静的下来。
And even you're here in church, your heart is not quiet.
那么造成这种情况的原因多种多样。
And there are many reasons for this.
有可能是教会方面的原因。
It could be on the church aspects.
其实也可能有个人方面的原因。
Or it's personal reasons.
因为在现今的这个时代啊，这个现代文化对我们的冲击是很大的。
Because the modern culture has a lot of influences.
所以我们现在叫电子时代，对不对？
We're in the digital age.
所以每个人都拿着手机。
Everyone carries a mobile phone.
啊，这昨天我跟师母开车在这个城里转着看，几个年轻人走在这个 parking lot 上拿着手机在看。
Yesterday when we were driving.In town, and young people were looking at their phones as they walk through the parking lot.
所以开车要小心，你不能碰他，因为他看手机，他不看车的哈。
So better be careful while you're driving.
我们已经习惯了，手机太方便哈。
And we're getting used to the to our phones because
一个小小的手机有很多的信息在里面。
You have access to so much information.
那么这种快速的文化对我们带来的冲击哈。
This fast-paced culture actually impacted us.
我想这新冠疫情的爆发呢，也是彻底的改变人们的生活啊。
And the pandemic has completely changed our lives.
所以我们的信仰生活啊，也不例外哈。
And this includes our religious practice.
所以呢，很多人都习惯参加网络上的聚会哈。
So we're so people are getting used to online worship.
我前几天跟一个朋友讲到说，你这个星期天去哪里聚会了
？So when I was talking to a friend and asked him, where are you going to this Sunday to worship?
网络聚会。
Online.
不但网络聚会，还可以随时换台。
And then you can switch channels whenever you want.
所以一个星期天，他可以同时参加好几个聚会。
So he can go to online worship for multiple options.
所以这个时代啊，跟几百年前是不太一样的哈。
So this time we live are drastically different from hundreds of years ago.
几百年前你找一本圣经都很困难。
Where people have limited access to even to the Bible.
现在啊，你这个圣经就在你的手机里面，各种。不同的文字，各种不同的版本，多得不得了。
Now you have all the different translations, different versions of the Bibles.
所以我每天啊，如果你想的话，你可以从网络上获取大量的属灵的信息。
And you can access a lot of information about spirituality on the internet.
所以啊，这就是一种像一种狂轰滥炸一样啊。
So this is an information explosion.
所以呢，这会让我们感觉什么？属灵的麻木
，that people tend to become spiritually numb，
这无疑就会影响到我们敬拜的质量
，and that will affect the quality of our worship。
所以今天我们特别安排这一个信息，就是跟大家来分享敬拜到底它的含义在哪里。
So that's why we felt the need for a this sermon on worship。
让我们一起来思想，我们怎么样才能有一个真正的敬拜
？So let's ponder on what is the true worship。
所以我们要知道，首先敬拜我们的对象是谁。
So who is our object of worship?
所以我们对象是我们的上帝，对不对
？It's God.
是我们所敬畏的这位神。
That we have a reverent heart.
其实人类从很早的时候就已经开始有敬拜了。
And the human beings have worshipped from very early.
那么从亚当的儿子开始，他们就有敬拜。
The sons of Adam had worship.
所以我们知道，这个该隐跟亚伯，他们都有给神献祭，对不对
？And Cain and Abel offered sacrifices.
那到了赛特的时候，他就开始怎么样？开始奉主的名来祈祷了。
And Seth, he began to call on the name of God to pray.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕的话，他出去的时候他怎么样？到一个地方他就筑坛哈。
And Abraham, wherever he went, he built an altar.
那么筑坛干什么？要在坛上献祭敬拜神。
To offer sacrifice and worship God.
所以这个敬拜的话，第一开始是从个人敬拜开始的哈。
So the worship actually begins with personal worship.
这个敬拜这个词呢？最先出现在圣经，就是在创世纪第22章，亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
So the word worship first appears in Genesis, where Abraham was ready to sacrifice, offer Isaac.
那么雅各，我们知道他在临终的时候，在咽最后一口气之前，他在床头怎么样敬拜神
？And Jacob bowed himself on the head of the bed to worship God.
我们知道这个人到他人生最后一刻，他有多么的敬虔啊！
So you know how faithful he was at the end of his life.
那么除了个人的敬拜，还有集体的敬拜哈。
There is also collective worship.
集体的敬拜开始于摩西哈。
Which started with Moses.
摩西带领以色列人出了埃及之后，在旷野里面，他就要带领会众来敬拜。
He led the Israelites to worship in the wilderness.
没有地方，他们就搭建了一个会幕，哈。
And because they built a tabernacle.
那么在会幕里面敬拜。
And to worship God there.
直到以色列人到了迦南地之后，所罗门王建了圣殿，有了一个固定的地方，在圣殿里敬拜神。
Until Solomon built the temple, where the Israelites worship God.
那后来以色列人就从这个圣地，他有流到啊，旅行到不同的地方定居哈。
And then later on, Jews spread to other areas.
但他们到一个地方，他们就在那地方建会堂。
And then wherever they go, they will build synagogues.
那会堂是用来，会堂是用来敬拜的。
To worship.
所以啊，我们斯洛应该也有，这个犹太人的这个会堂哈。
There is a Jewish synagogue in Slo.
你知道他们犹太人，他们要去会堂啊，星期六他们去，他们一定是要走路去，不能开车的哈。
And the go to the synagogue on Saturday, walking.
因为他们的安息日嘛。
Because that's their Sabbath.
所以呢，他们都是很有意思，犹太人都是住在他们这个会堂的周围哈，住得很近。
So the Jews actually all live close to their synagogue.
因为他们一定在安息日来敬拜神。
Worship their God on the Sabbath.
那么最早期的话，基督徒敬拜啊，是也是在圣殿里面敬拜的。
So the Christian worship originates in the temple.
那后来使徒行传告诉我们说，他们在家里面也有擘饼。
And then they start to break bread at homes.
就是像我们今天领圣餐一样。
Like what we do Holy Communion today.
那直到了主后四世纪的时候哈。
Until the fourth century,
那么罗马帝国比较公开的接纳基督教的时候，基督徒才开始建这个建造基督教的教堂啊。
Christians began to build church for worship.
好，那现在我们看到了，讲了半天敬拜，我们知道敬拜有几个特点了哈。
Now we summarize the few characteristics of worship.
第一个敬拜的对象是谁？
Who is the object of worship?
是上帝。
God.
那第二个的话，有个人敬拜，但是也有什么集体敬拜。
There's both personal and group worship.
那第三个，我们知道敬拜是有不同的方式、不同的场所。
And there are different places and forms of worship.
那么这些特点都告诉我们了，我们建立教会的目的之一是什么？就是敬拜神。
So the purpose of church is to provide a place to worship God.
所以主日的敬拜是基督徒的信仰生活中不可缺少的一部分。
So the Sunday worship is an important part in Christian life.
所以圣经里在希伯来书第十章二十五节就这样讲。
So in Hebrews 10:25,
你们不可停止聚会。
Do not give up meeting together.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
As some are in the habit of doing so.
因为这个实在对我们信仰生活是太重要。
This is critical for faith.
就说你离开了这个集体敬拜的生活，你不能说我的属灵生命还可以健康的成长。
You can't continue to grow without gathering and worship with other Christians.
所以基督徒无论到哪里
，So wherever you go，
到了一个地方，我们首先找什么？找教会去参加主日的敬拜。
First thing is to find a church and join their Sunday worship.
大家知道安德森·比扬卡现在在台湾。
You know Anderson Bianca are visiting Taiwan.
他们昨天就是台湾的星期天，对不对
？And yesterday was their Sunday.
他们已经去参加敬拜，送给我一张照片呢，哈，告诉我牧师，我们参加敬拜。
to join their worship.
因为他在跟。去赖建国牧师的这个教会去参加敬拜哈。
So they found a local church.
因为这个是我们基督徒生活最重要的。
This is the most important part of a Christian's life.
为什么？因为敬拜是我们跟神去连接的一个重要的渠道啊。
This is the channel where we connect with God.
我们从神那里得到很多什么？很多属灵的福气和能力。
We receive the strengths and blessings from God.
但是问题是现在有很多人对这个敬拜有很多的误解。
The thing is, we have many misconceptions about worship.
第一个误解就是说，你今天参加崇拜怎么样？对方跟你讲今天的讲道好不好？
The first is it's all about the sermons.
所以敬拜的质量跟讲道，我们把它混在一起。
So we mix the quality of the worship with the quality of the sermons.
也就是说，我们用讲道取代了敬拜，认为讲道是敬拜所有的内容。
And we thought sermon itself is the whole worship.
那么有那些老太太，她就说：“你今天敬拜的话，你讲道怎么样啊？” 啊，就是、讲到怎么样。
And people ask, for your worship, how was the sermon?
讲到好的话，我就奉献两块。
And if the sermon was good, I will offer $2.
讲道不好，我就奉献一块。
If it's not good, it's just $1.
所以呢，我们常常会误解，因为把整个讲道精彩不精彩，当着我敬拜的所有的内容。
So this is the first misconception to think the sermon replaced the whole process of worship.
第二个是以为敬拜是献诗的水平。
The second misconception is the performance of the worship songs.
我们感谢今天的我们的敬拜的团队，他们带领我们敬拜，好不好？
We thank our worship team today.
感谢主。但是呢，我们是没有办法跟那些大教会比的哈。
But we cannot compare our worship.
所以有些人来教会就看你这个教会唱诗歌敬拜的水平怎么样。
So people evaluate church worship with their worship teams.
是一个人唱啊，还是几个人唱
？How many singers do you have？
你是唱传统的诗歌呢，还是唱现代的诗歌
？Do you sing contemporary or traditional hymns？
这个就没有理解到敬拜的意义了。
So you miss the true essence of worship.
那第三个就是我们比较注重这个外。在的这个敬拜的方式。
The third misconception is to focus on the external forms.
这个建筑物怎么样哈
？How's the church building?
其实我们这个相当不错的了哈。
Actually, this building is pretty nice.
我们就感谢美国教会给我们提供这个地方，他们是这样的来支持我们教会哈。
So we're very thankful for the Nazarene Church for their support.
那么很多人是觉得，哎呀，这个教堂建的如何哈
？And people focus on the church building.
哎，这个环境怎么样？
And how is the external
environment? 有没有停车的地方哈
？How's the parking space?
哎，还有这个有没有其他的服务等等
？How's other services?
其实，这都是我们对敬拜的一个误解。
Those are all misunderstandings about worship.
那我们今天所思想的，到底什么是讨神喜悦的敬拜
？So let's ponder on what kind of worship truly pleases God.
所以我们。就来看一下今天我们的经文呢是在约翰福音的第四章二十节到二十四节。
So let's turn to your Bible, the Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 20 to 24.
那约翰福音第四章呢是讲到耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚人去讲道传道。
It's about Jesus share gospel with a Samaritan.
那个撒玛利亚人跟以色列人有点敬拜的方式是不太一样的。
The way the Samaritans and the Jews worship are different.
那么约翰福音第四章二十节这样讲哈，我们的祖宗，这是这个妇人讲的，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
John chapter 4 verse 20 Our fathers worshipped on this mountain and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
那么耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship what you do not know, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以我们看到，既然敬拜的核心是上帝，
So we see that the core of worship is God.
那么怎么样去敬拜？耶稣已经告诉我们。
So Jesus already told us how to worship.
就是用心灵和诚实去敬拜。
Is to worship in spirit and truth.
这是我们跟上帝去沟通的一个方式。
This is how we communicate with God.
所以如果我们今天早上来到教会，花了时间，我们没有跟上帝有这个沟通的话，这个就没有达到真正的目的了。
So if you come here to worship but without communicating with God, then it's not effective.
那怎么跟上帝去沟通啊？
So how do we communicate with God?
24节，耶稣已经讲，上帝是个什么？ 是个灵。
Verse 24, God is a spirit.
所以既然上帝是个灵，你跟上帝沟通，你必须怎么样？要用灵去沟通。
So you have to communicate with God through spirit.
所以一共有几个灵这里？这里有三个灵。
There are three spirits here.
我们 talk about 三个灵。第一个，上帝是灵，对不对？
God is a spirit.
我们要跟上帝，人是什么？人是有灵的一个个体，对不对？
And human beings have spirit.
所以我们要用我们的灵跟神去沟通。
So we will communicate through our spirit.
怎么去沟通？我们实在不会。
But we don't know how.
对，有圣灵，因为耶稣说圣灵必降下，他住在我们的心里。
And there is Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
他成为我们内住的圣灵。
That will help us.
所以内住的圣灵在我们心里，就帮助我们的灵是什么？跟神去沟通。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in us and helps us to communicate with God.
因为这个内住的圣灵，他知道神的奥秘。
Because the Holy Spirit knows the mystery of God.
他也了解我们的内心的需要。
He also knows the need of our heart.
所以他就好比是一个桥梁一样，让我们彼此的可以沟通。
So he works as a bridge for our communication.
所以这就需要啊，我们平常要跟圣灵有交流。
So that requires we communicate regularly with this Holy Spirit.
如果这一个星期我们从来都不跟他讲话的话，
If you've never spoken to him for the whole week,
那星期天你到教会，你发现遇到一个陌生人，
Then when you come to church, you're going to encounter a stranger.
陌生人的名字叫圣灵，
whose name is the Holy Spirit.
他虽然住在你心里，从来你都不理他的。
He dwells in your heart, but you have been ignoring him.
所以你很难进入状态哈。
So it's hard for you to quiet your heart.
如果你这一星期每一天都跟他交通的话，
If you have been communicating with him,
那么你星期天一到教会，你很快就进入角色了。
Throughout the week, then it's easier for you to come and communicate with God.
所以当我们的灵安静的时候，我们就能够听到神的声音了。
So when your heart is quiet, you will be able to hear His voice.
如果不是这样的话呢，我们中国有个成语哈，叫心猿意马哈。
Then when your mind is distracted.
其实英文有一个词，这个心猿意马叫什么 ？Monkey mind.
monkey mind.
啊
，monkey mind. Monkey mind.
是说你这个好像你这个思想里面有很多 monkey 在那里跳来跳去的。
Oh, so your mind is scattered.
Yeah.所以这样的话是没法专心的哈。
So that you won't concentrate.
所以啊，我们要预备自己的心来敬拜神。
So prepare our hearts to meet God.
所以主日敬拜呢，不仅与教会的预备有关。
So Sunday worship is not just about the church getting prepared.
大家可能平常不来教会，不晓得教会这一个星期都会发生什么事情，觉得好像教会都没有什么事情做哈。
You probably feel like there isn't much to do for in the church.
实际上，教会这个星期天完了就要准备下个星期天的敬拜哈。
Actually, when we're done with today's worship, we're going to prepare for the next Sunday.
那像他们今天带诗歌的。那已经是从星期一星期二他们就准备选什么样的诗歌啊。
So worship team already select their song on Monday.
然后呢他们星期六昨天还要特别聚在一起怎么样要排练啊。
And then they meet on Saturday to practice.
所以主日的敬拜要预备的。
So there involves a lot of preparation for Sunday worship.
那即使说我到教会好像我什么事情都没有，我就可以安心的敬拜神，你也需要预备的。
So you also need to do your part to prepare.
要预备自己的心。
To prepare your heart.
所以中国有句俗话叫做人呢分身乏术。
There's a Chinese saying like you can't be in two places at once.
那么分身乏术的意思就是说我们只有一个身体，对不对？
Because you only have one body.
那我们现在在这里的话，我这个身体不可能在另外一个地方。
So since your presence is here, you can't be at another place.
但是我们人呢，却有一个本事叫分神有术。
But we are good at distracting our minds on many things.
你的人是在这里啊，但是你的心思在哪里，我就不知道了。
You're physically here, but your minds are scattered.
所以这个各种的 因素都会影响干扰我们的敬拜、啊、
So all those could be distractions.
所以有个人专门画了一个漫画叫做聚会众生像、啊、
So there is a comic sense about the worship.
所以这里面讲的首先声明是别人画的有的可能跟我们对着号对得上号、啊、有的可能跟我没有关系如果万一对上号的话可不一定是说你、啊、
Just a disclaimer, it is not personal like,
很多的时候 我们都会犯、那个、这些错误的、啊、
But there are common mistakes
除非我们提醒我们说今天敬拜我要预备自己我要专心、啊
unless you come intentionally prepared to quiet your heart
一个第一个画像写什么唱诗歌的时候他在看周报
And the first common sense is pictures while they're singing the hymns, people are reading the bulletin.
当我们唱诗歌，我们不打开我们的口，你觉得你的心灵会打开吗？你不会打开的。
If you don't even participate in opening your mouth, singing,
所以一定要唱诗歌，你一定要唱，要参与的哈。
Then your heart is not open to worship.
所以有些人呢，就是看周报，说有人说我们要不要现在印这个周报？我说要印。周报上很小的字都会有被人看到的哈。
And we still need to print the bulletin.
因为这个坐在那里没事，把周报前前后后左左右全部都看得很清楚了。
And you're not engaged, so you're just reading the bulletin.
还有人呢，这个崇拜的时候，实在这个讲道讲的没有兴趣，他在那翻手机啊。
Or people are so bored during the sermon, so they're swiping their phones.
把他去哪旅游的照片一张一张的翻翻呐、啊、翻了、啊。
And to scroll through the photos.
所以这样的话，你想你能达到你跟神去连接、去沟通的目的，达不到的、啊。
So there's no way you can connect with God.
所以这些都是我们应该注意，我们怎么样去预备我们自己来参加主日敬拜啊
？So all these point us to how can we prepare our heart to worship God？
怎么预备呢？你从周一到周六每天都盼着说，我星期天要去教会了。
So on the six days in a week, you look forward.
我特别开心，星期天终于可以去教会哈、啊。
You're so excited for the Sunday worship.
你不要想到星期天又看到陈牧师了，哎呀，你就没有兴趣了哈。啊
Not to just thinking about, oh, I'm going to hear the sermon from Pastor Chen.
星期天我要去教会，我要怎么样在那里怎么样遇到神。
But to prepare yourself as I'm going to encounter God on Sunday.
那星期六要做的事呢，就尽量少安排活动。
And arrange as few activities as possible on Saturday.
因为这个活动太多，你就会比较累了哈。
Or you're going to feel tired.
那星期天你不一定起得来了。
You may or may not get up.
要早睡早起。
On Sunday.
那么有的时候我们不可避免星期六有些事情，包括牧师也是星期六很多的活动很忙的哈。
But Saturdays are usually eventful.
有时还参加婚礼的哈。
For weddings.
因为婚礼一般都是星期六嘛。
Usually are on Saturdays.
那我们牧师都有一个固定，那些婚礼啊，年轻人会搞得很晚的。
So usually weddings can last very long.
我们一般都会8点、8点半，我们都会离开。
And the pastors will usually leave earlier.
因为明天你要敬拜，要预备自己的心。
To prepare your heart.
Yeah, 这是一个我们要预备自己的心的一个状态啊。
This is how you prepare for worship.
我曾经在很多教会参加过敬拜哈。
I've went to many church for worship.
我还会说，我们教会虽然很小啊，但是我们的崇拜的质量。还是很高的。
Although this, we have a small church, but the quality of our worship are quite good.
因为我在这里敬拜，我常常能感受到神的同在啊。
I often experience God's presence here.
所以不只是一个部分，而是所有的部分。
Not just one element, but as a whole.
我也去过小的教会，也去过大的教会哈。
I've been to all the churches, smaller and larger.
有的大的教会啊，是几千人在一起敬拜的哈。
There are congregations of thousands of people.
哎呀，那个worship，那个崇拜的那个水平，那当然是很高的，音乐水平很好哈。
Very high levels of worship songs.
但是你会发现很多人他也不开口。
But you're gonna
see 他不唱诗歌的。
People disengaged, not singing.
然后这个崇拜的这个团队呢，他那个声音很大，因为他的音响，他声音很大。我看底下人也。 不是所有的人都在张嘴唱歌。
The worship team have a big are on big volumes, but fewer people are singing.
很多人打开他的圣经，他的圣经啊就跟刚刚印刷出版的差不多哈。
And people open their Bibles as new.
大部分人现在都不带圣经了，就拿个手机出来看一看就完了。
Or just take out their mobile phone.
但是我是在这个达拉斯神学院读神学的时候，在那边敬拜哈。
But when I was in the seminary in Dallas,
那他从周间的话，从星期一到星期五，他都会有一些个这个在这个 chapel service， 就是在那个礼堂里面敬拜哈。
And there are chapel services Monday through Friday.
那么大概几百个学生，包括教授啊、员工在一起敬拜。
All the students, staff, professors, they all went there.
人不是最多的。
It's not a big service.
但是气氛是最好的。
But the atmosphere was so good.
因为什么？因为每个人到那里之后，迅速就进入角色，因为他就很清楚我是要敬拜神。
People get there and quickly shift into worship.
不论是那个白发苍苍那个已经八九十岁的老教授哈。
Either it's the elderly professor.
或是那个二十岁出头刚从大学毕业的那个学生
啊 or early 20 college students
那么大家在一起怎么样唱诗歌的时候都是打开自己的心肺从心里面往外唱啊
when we sing hymns everyone just openly open their voice
不是不张嘴不是只张嘴小声哼哼而是大声的在唱
fully engaged
所以你可以在那种环境下敬拜的话，每一次你都知道神的灵在，真是切实的感受。
So you can experience very truly that God's presence is there.
所以真的希望我们，如果是每一次星期天，我们都是这样的预备自己的心来敬拜神的话。
So if we prepare our heart in such ways,
我想我们属灵的体验肯定不一样。
So your experience of worship will definitely be different.
那么这些良好的体验就会养成良好的习惯。
So those good experiences will cultivate good habits.
那周而复始就会形成良性的循环。
And so that we'll be in a good practice.
其实有人说，为什么我们来敬拜神啊？
People may wonder why do we come to worship God?
人说是不是上帝每个星期天早上来等我们，需要我们来敬拜他？
Is God waiting for us on Sunday morning for us to worship Him?
圣经怎么讲啊？你不需要敬拜，这山山水水一切的创造物都在颂造什么？神的荣耀，对不对
？All creations are praising God.
天上的星星、星宿，所有的一切都在敬拜神。
The stars, the flowers.
但是为什么我们人一定要来敬拜？这个对我们是有需要的，
so、actually,
对我们是有帮助的。
As human beings, we need.The worship.
我们真正有一个星期天这样的敬拜，你回去之后，你的心欢喜，你的灵快乐，你整个星期的人感受是不一样的。
So after a wholehearted worship, you feel refreshed and joyful and rejoiced.
所以我们应当啊，虔诚的预备，应该来全心的敬拜神。
So we should sincerely prepare our heart to be devoted to the worship.
所以我们敬拜神，首先就当以心灵。怎么样来敬拜、
so we have the true worship does it in spirit
那我以前在新泽西遇到一个姐妹她刚刚信主的时候哎呀非常的火热的哈
I once met a sister in New Jersey who's a new believer
然后她没有车子哈
she has no car
每天呢她自己走路来教会敬拜神
but she walked to the church to worship
就是走其实那个路也不是说很近的了哈
And it's not very close.
那走也得走上半个多小时一个小时的路程哈
It's about an hour of walk.
所以他第一开始就敬拜神因为他对敬拜他的感受他从神的领受真的是没有办法其他的事情可以替代的
So her heart is stirred up for worship.
那么我们现在讲了我们怎么样以心灵来敬拜哈、
so we've talked about how do we worship in spirit.
那么耶稣还讲过除了以心灵敬拜我们还要以什么诚实。
The second part is truth.
那么诚实，什么是诚实呢？
What is truth?
诚实就是真理。
It's the truth.
就是神的话语。
The word of God.
也就是说，我们的敬拜是用真理来指导我们的敬拜。
So the truth guides us through worship.
真理贯穿于始终。
It runs through the worship.
真理就是我们在敬拜中，我们要宣扬神的创造。
So we proclaim God's creation.
宣扬神的属性。
We proclaim God's attributes.
以及上帝永恒的计划。
And His eternal plan.
因此，我们的敬拜内容跟方式不是任意选择的。
So the format of worship is not based on personal preference.
乃是基于真理。
But based on truth.
上帝启示摩西怎么样去敬拜的。
God revealed to Moses how to worship.
我们看到摩西五经里面上帝写的，你怎么样去建会幕，怎么样去敬拜，写的是详详细细。哎呀，你都说这上帝是不是这么婆婆妈妈的哈。
So he elaborates in the scripture all the details of how to build the tabernacles.
不是婆婆妈妈哎。
He's not nagging.
敬拜是大事情。
Because worship is important.
我们怎么样进行敬拜是完全要按照神给我们的指示。
So we need to worship according to the revelation from God.
所以摩西所领受的敬拜的模式是完全以天上的敬拜为基础来这样的进行的哈。
So what Moses accepted, the format of worship is based on the worship forms in heaven.
那么启示录当中也记载将来在天上敬拜的那个场所是怎么样的啊。
In the book of Revelation also describe what is a heavenly worship.
所以我们现在的敬拜是将来在天上敬拜的一个缩影。
So what we do now in worship practice is a blueprint for the eternity.
所以如果我们不能够享受现在的敬拜的时候，将来在天上我们怎么敬拜？
If we can't enjoy the worship now on earth, howcan we expect to be enjoying the in eternity?
所以敬拜的地点呢，都是应该分别为圣的啊。
So the location, the place for worship is sanctified.
那么我们敬拜的时候怎么样，也是应该怀着敬虔的心哈。
And we should come before God with a reverent heart.
你知道那些穆斯林进入他们清真寺之前呢，他们怎么样？他们都要洁净的哈。
You know, before the Muslims enter their mosque, they have to cleanse themselves.
那我们要敬拜我们的神，我们岂不是更要在敬拜他之前，我们要怎么样？要洁净自己。
So before worship our one true God, how can we cleanse ourselves?
要怀着虔诚的心。
With a reverent heart.
因为人呢的根本问题就是与上帝脱节。
The fundamental problem with man is that we are disconnected with God.
所以这世上所有的问题就是我们离开神的所造成的这样的恶果。
All the problems on earth is the result from this disconnection.
那我们接受了基督呢，就等于是什么？我们重新与神接轨。
So accepting Jesus means we are reconnecting with God.
我们越多的与上帝融合啊，我们怎么样？我们的生命就越来越像耶稣基督的样子。
The more we are aligned with God, the more our lives will be more like Jesus.
所以敬拜是一个特别的渠道哈，我们跟神来联合的。
So worship is the channel for us to unite with God.
所以将来在天上的敬拜也是如此。
In eternity, the worship in heaven is also.
所以我们要知道说我们怎么样预备我们的心来参加我们的敬拜。
So we have to learn how can we prepare our heart for worship.
那么自从新冠疫情以来啊，我们教会的敬拜方式已经改变了很多哈。
So since the pandemic, our worship formats have changed.
我们大概有17个月，我们全部在网上来敬拜哈。
We met about 17 months online.
那这段时间呢，因为当时疫情的缘故，没有办法来到教会敬拜哈。
And that was the challenges posed by the pandemic.
我想这样的一个情况也可以有这个新的技术帮助我们哈，是一个也很好的一个替补方式。
So that was very convenient through the technology.
但这种替补呢，我想只是一个暂时的情况哈。
But that was a temporary measure.
只是一种特殊情况下的特殊措施。
Under the special circumstances.
所以并不是长久之计。
And that isn't a long-term solution.
所以我们后来就又回到了教会，开始有这个实体的敬拜哈。
So later on, we came back to church with in-person worship.
我们回到实体敬拜，大家记得还有多长？已经有多长时间了
？Do you remember when did we come back to in-person?
我们是2021年。八月回来的哈
August 2021,
那么到现在也21个月了
It's been 21 months
也很久的一段时间了哈
Quite a long time
那么我们感谢神这段时间里我们实体敬拜我们亲自就看到了神在我们当中怎么样去工作哈
So every one of us witnessed how God worked among us
所以这些都证明说我们实体的聚会是不可缺少
All that convinced us that in-person worship is necessary.
所以教会是没有办法长期在网上去运作的。
So the church cannot be running in a long-term virtually.
那么成员之间会缺乏互动啊。
As we will be lacking of interactions.
那样的敬拜虽然是也是一个当时的特殊情况下一个补救的措施，但是达不到实体敬拜的结果。
Online worship was a remedy during the pandemic.
而且更重要的是，教会存在的重要目的是什么呀？我们要扩展基督的国度。
But our goal is to evangelize.
我们在网上聚会不可能做到这一点。
Which is very hard to achieve with online worship.
那么，所以这就是为什么我们要实体的聚会。
This is why we return to in person.
所以我们希望我们大家真的是。回到实体聚会之后，我们大家真的是每一次聚会都能感受到神的同在。
So we really hope that as we worship in person, all of you can experience God's presence.
最近跟个姐妹谈到，她说她都没有参加教会的聚会了。
I recently conversed with a sister. She says she hasn't been attending a worship service.
但是她说没有关系，陈牧师，我每天呢都在网上听人讲道。
But she said, that's fine, Pastor Chen. I was listening to sermons online every day.
听的都是著名的牧师啊哈。
With famous pastor's sermon.
然后呢我在网上天天都有经常听到诗歌。
And I also listen to worship songs from the internet.
所以我关于主日参加敬拜的要求已经满足了。
So I've checked that list of worship.
你觉得会满足吗？
Do you think that is satisfied?
你可以有敬拜啊，你可以去听讲道，也可以去有自己个人的敬拜啊。
You can do all that as an individual.
没有办法取代你来到教会跟弟兄姐妹一起的敬拜。
But that cannot replace the Sunday worship where you gather with the.
遗憾的是，我们很多人现在就有这个误解。
Unfortunately, that's the misconception of many.
我们以为说，既然我有这个网上聚会的方式，我只要是。无论我在哪里，我打开我的手机，我就算是已经完成我参加敬拜的这个要求了。
We thought that we checked the worship list, as long as you join online.
但现实的情况是说，这个不是最理想的情况。
But the reality is that's not the true, ideal worship.
我们现在教会还提供网上的聚会方式给大家。
As the church is still providing online channels,
是为那些确实是不能来到，他们因为身体的缘故、年纪的缘故，不能来到我们当中的。
Is for those who have the needs as elders or their medical issues.
但是没有办法成为我们实体在这里面聚会的一个替代方式。
But that's not a replacement for in-person worship.
一个我们。长期缺乏聚会的你很难说我跟神能够有很好的一个属灵的关系
If you stopped gathering in person for worship you cannot say that you're very well connected with God
你同意我说的吗
Do you agree?
为什么
Why?
因为这是神说的你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人。
Because the scripture in Hebrew says, do not stop gathering as those who are in the habit of.
因为既然敬拜是我们来 跟神在灵里面的沟通。
Worship is a way that we communicate with God in spirit.
我们必须按照上帝给我们确定的敬拜方式来进行。
We have to do it according to God's commands.
不然我们怎么去跟他沟通呢？对不对？
Or how can we get in tune with him?
所以今天我们就一起特别思想了关于敬拜的这个事情。
So today we pondered on worship.
这是关乎我们属灵生命的大事。
It's a major matter related to our spiritual life.
所以敬拜不在乎地点和环境。
So worship does not depend on location.
也不在于是否人多势众。
Or how many people are there?
上帝所喜悦的敬拜乃是我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
God is pleased to be when we worship him in spirit and truth.
因为上帝是个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
我们只有以这个方式才能跟他连接上。
We can only connect with God in this way.
好，我现在就请大家我们预备我们的心哈。
I'm going to ask you to prepare your heart.
我们刚才已经有敬拜了哈，敬拜用唱了三首敬拜的诗歌，下面我们这首诗歌我们叫主我敬拜你。
We're going to have a song, Lord I Worship You.
我们请我们的敬拜团队到前面来。
We're going to have our worship team.
我们大家预备我们的心，我们默默的祷告。
Let's prepare our heart in silent prayers.
让我们一起来用我们的心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
Let's worship God in spirit and in truth.